Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug. And I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Okay, I tried to go really slow to give you a chance to really nail it, and I think you did. Coming to you from home base, the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, April 15, tax day. 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men, Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph the Dog, Day Afternoon Delight. Afternoon Delight, it's an indie movie you might want to check out. Since last I spoke and you listened, I did an episode of Getting Doug with High with past and future Doug Loves Movies guest Dominic Monaghan that you can watch on YouTube or listen to on iTunes. Thursday night, I'm doing stand-up at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, Utah. That's Salt Lake City. Saturday, I'm doing two shows at Cobb's in San Francisco. Second or third annual, I forget which, third annual maybe countdown to 420 show, where at midnight we count it down like it's New Year's Eve. And that's a fun thing to do. Then we all go outside and, well, you know what happens next. And Monday, it's my fourth annual award-winning 421 stand-up show at the Wow Hall in Eugene, Oregon. From the corrections department, Edie Adams is dead. Emma Watson is barren, not Emily Watson. And they are actresses, but one of them plays a character who is barren. Christian Bale has been in about 40 movies. I guessed 15. Oops. Now it's time for watch Captain America, The Winter Soldier, not Rio 2. This has been Watch Captain America, The Winter Soldier, not Rio 2, the Captain America, The Winter Soldier, not Rio 2 edition. Prize bag, oh my God. Jennifer Lawrence isn't here, but a novel that was a major motion picture that she starred in. We've got the novel for someone here to win here tonight. We've got a... we'll talk about that when he gets out here. This I got, I forget where I got this, but it's a It's a basic heavy-duty scrub sponge. It's your BHDSS. For those that like to... And, oh, some Ultra Tide. Because haven't you ever just been like, wanting to do a load of laundry, and you're like, oh, I wish I had a box of Tide that was small and just sitting around because I want it at a podcast? Gateway Doug, a copy of Gateway Doug. I'm taping, recording Gateway Doug 2, colon, Forced Fun. This Sunday, April 20th, Easter Sunday, at the Helium Comedy Club in Portland. It's sold out, so I don't know why I'm telling you about it. A dude in, where was it? Asheville, I think, gave me, his name's Dan, and he's with Twist Knacks. And look at this little guy that they, I guess they sell. Little, it's kind of like the, just pretend you just watched an episode of Lost. All right, let's bring the guests out here. Oh, and a Douglas Movies t-shirt. We haven't had the Leonard Maltin game for a few weeks, so tonight I brought in some serious players to make it happen and make it happen right. Please give a big warm welcome to Wayne Fetterman, Rich Sommer, and Sarah Silverman.
Thank you, folks.
You guys are nice.
Where's Sarah?
She was just asking, will we hear them?
All right.
There she is.
All right. Let me move over a little bit. Yeah, Sarah Silverman.
Woo!
There she is. Look at that.
This is all. I was just getting a standing ovation from four people.
It's amazing.
Partial standing O. Is there a word for that?
Hey, Wayne, you know who's hosting this, right?
Is it you?
And let me just ask Wayne a real quick question. Are you on a tight time schedule? Do you have to get back to operating the Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland in Anaheim, California?
Actually, it was out for the Charlie Brown, the Retirement Years musical.
Musical? Oh, happiness is...
Two times of Jell-O.
Like you said, Sarah Silverman is here, everybody. Sarah Silverman. Climbing a tree. What'd you bring for the PB, the prize bag? I said it wrong. The PB.
Prize bag, the PB.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I think I said BP. Oh. We don't want to mention them.
Okay.
Fucking dirty oil spillers.
This in a drawer.
Oh, perfect. Cool. Perfect, yeah. Get that out of your drawer and into somebody's heart.
You can plug this. It's like an old-timey princess phone handle part. Mm-hmm. And you can plug it right into your iPhone and talk like in the olden days. Oh!
Yeah, I got one of these, too, and it's just sitting there. I haven't used it. I should bring it and give it away because I'm never going to really do this. When you get it, you're like, oh, I would like to talk old-fashioned style on the phone. And then somebody texts you, you text them back, and then this just sits there.
If you look on the case at Urban Outfitters or whatever kind of a Spencer Gifts kind of place you may get it, on the cover it says, great for gifts on Doug Loves Movies. And I also brought...
Also great for, if you're into...
autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, just wrap it around your neck and go to town. Or stay at home and do it.
Oh, that wasn't for murder. That was for some sexual
thing? No, for...
No, you don't murder yourself, Wayne. I mean, you do if you want to get away with it.
Hey, I realized a way...
Suicides never get away with it. They're always like, we know who did this.
There's no mystery to the suicide.
Wayne, Rich, Doug. I figured out a way that you can murder someone in front of other people and get away with it.
Move to Florida?
Nice. Political. He's a political comedian. No, you go, you murder them by punching them in the heart.
Uh-huh.
And then you go, live, damn it! You're killing them.
You scream, live, damn it, the whole time.
People
and
think
hope
you're
nobody comes around. No, you know what I mean? You got the timing's got to be perfect. But I like it.
And then this is all right. It looks like Mary Gothier or something like that, but it's pronounced Gaucher because I think it's like ugh. Cajun or something.
Yeah, it's just say it how it's
Rich.
Spelled. No. Just it's fine.
Okay, Rich
Sommer.
Sommer.
You're not wrong.
You just punched him in the heart. Metaphorically.
What's your favorite season? Spring, winter, fall, or summer?
Summer solstice.
I'm a super fan. I'm a super fan of Mary Gaucher.
Okay.
All right. And you brought her. You're
also
giving away that.
I'm a personal friend, and she sent me a stack of these that are coming out. They're not even. It's not even out yet.
Oh.
I don't even know if this is legal. And then I signed it.
Just throw your name on there. That's. Perfectly good gift. Rich Sommer is here, everybody. Yeah.
I believe I earned that, yes.
And you brought some, you love board games.
I do love board games.
And for the prize bag, you brought two of them?
I brought two of them. These are two of my favorite party games from the last year. We have Raffle.
Somebody in the audience knew how to pronounce it.
Yeah, Raffle.
I thought it was R-O-F-L.
It was
my guess.
Silly little party game. Okay, you turn common
the
phrases
the party
into
game
texting.
Of mixed communication.
That's right.
That
pretty good, right?
That sounds really fun.
And then,
like if you don't have this and you can't wrap it around your neck and murder yourself.
And then I brought Tapple, which is another big party game. And we all four of us here signed, no recognition for Tapple. We all signed both of these games. So you
Yeah, we all signed them.
Yeah. Yeah, lucky you guys.
Just, you know, you can't play this by yourself.
No, 2 to 8 players, sorry.
Okay. And how many on that one? How
about 3 to 7 on Raffle.
So. Minimum 3 for Raffle.
That's right.
Okay.
I bet you'd set some sort of world record if you had 8 players play Tapple. I bet you it's never happened. I can't get 8 people together to try to take each other's money. I don't think I can get them together for a little Tapple.
You could gamble.
And this is one of your favorite board games.
Yeah, these are two of my favorites from this last year.
Last year, Wayne, that's how into board games he is that he can break them down by year. I couldn't tell you when any board game came out. Monopoly was pre my birth, I know that.
It's true.
I brought a Douglas Movies t-shirt. I don't know if I remember to mention that. And Wayne Fetterman is here, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. All of my gifts are in that bag.
The bringer of the house at the end of the street.
Has anyone seen it?
Has anybody seen that film? A couple people?
You wow,
just you just watched
person.
Winter's Bone? And we're
and there's
kind
a, not
of excited
only, it's
about
not
it?
Not only the novelization of the movie, but there's also a full-size poster in the book.
Full size?
Well, it's a poster.
There's nothing like a poster that you put on the wall that looks like it was folded into 16 squares.
You can't fold a piece
it's
of paper
like
16
that. It's
times, Doug.
Like that.
It's impossible.
I didn't hear what you
Sorry, Wayne. Wayne was said something
it's
funny,
It's impossible.
Too.
Okay, and you also brought a name tag, a lanyard for the... that you wore around your neck?
I wore around my neck this past weekend at the TCM Classic Film Festival. This is for old-timey kind of movies. Old-timey kind of movies. Like Eraserhead was there, but...
Mighty Ducks? Did they show Mighty Ducks?
Not that old. Not that old.
I like that Wayne actually brings movie-themed prizes.
Yeah,
that's probably a smart move.
He did, yeah. If you're going to bring something worthless, make it movie-themed.
Yeah.
A napkin that I touched to my asshole last time.
You did. Hey, this phone could touch your asshole.
Can it? Let's find out.
I don't know. We were remiss to not take care of that. That
it's
piece
been
of
taken
business.
Care of.
Don't accidentally butt dial someone.
Oh, yeah. There it goes.
Oh, my.
That is in there.
Oh, my. I can't look.
The value just went sideways.
It was a lateral value.
Jordan, stay seated.
Like something out of a USA employee would tweet out. USA or Air. USA Air. All right.
US Airways, yeah.
Never mind. Never right. mind.
Was that girl? She had a boat in her vagina and the caption said, "I'm the captain now."
All right. I just heard about this backstage.
Wayne Fetterman, we got to plug this. This is important. The third annual Wayne Fetterman International Film Festival is coming up at Cinefamily here in Los Angeles.
True.
And break it down for us. The first night, May 2, that's me showing
that's
Boogie,
May 1. May
Boogie
1.
Nights. May 1, apologize. May 1. I apologize for not being able to make it.
Wait a minute.
I'm available May 2.
We've done this. Sarah has actually done the festival already.
What movie did you show, Sarah?
Crimes and Misdemeanors.
Crimes and Misdemeanors, yes. A Woody Allen movie. Yeah.
Great.
So you do a Q&A after, and you're like, well, I had nothing to do with this.
Yes.
Movie.
Well, the idea of the festival isn't like, I wrote this movie. It was like somebody who loved the movie, and they wanted to share with the audience, with the people that came.
Yeah. And then you have a Q&A about how much you love the movie.
Or they could ask a lot of questions about your movie career and things like that. So it can go anywhere. But it's just like for people like comedians and people like movies. So it's you, and then Kathy Griffin is doing, believe it or not, The Dead Zone, the David Cronenberg movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
That'll be really cool.
Come on by.
Kathy's seen that movie upwards of 50 times.
I love that movie. That's a Stephen King.
Yeah, so we got T.J. Miller is doing the oldest movie ever shown at the festival.
In 3 years now,
yes, in 3 years,
you finally dug back so far that this movie from when is it from?
1940.
I won't be there.
I can't wait.
But what's he showing? What's TJ showing?
He's showing The Bank Dick, which is a W.C. Fields movie. One person knows who it is.
We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, sounds like you got everybody doing the festival then. Sounds fun. Like, you got TJ and these guys. It sounds fun.
I'm saying everyone's done the festival or is doing the festival.
Yeah,
the
it sounds that way.
Which point I was trying to make.
Rich, what movie are you going to show at next year's festival?
Oh.
What would you show? Like,
what
your
you
movie
show?
You want to watch with a crowd?
We've been watching a lot of our house this last couple of weeks, but maybe The Brave Little Toaster.
All right, you're not going to get invited.
Why not?
No. I mean, maybe do
it. It's a great movie.
Maybe do a kiddie day, like a matinee.
It has adult themes.
Know what he'd like to show? I bet Clue, the movie.
I could show Clue. That's a good idea. Show that at our birthday party this year.
Loves games.
How did that go over? Do people love it? Do people laugh out loud while they're watching Clue?
Yes, it's funny.
Okay.
You don't like that movie?
I love all the actors in it, but I'm more of a Murder by Death man. Of the two, they were kind of a similar thing.
I don't know that movie. I got to be
Eileen
honest.
Brennan was in both.
Oh.
Anyways, watch it sometime. How about the next birthday party? Why don't you ruin another birthday party?
What else, Wayne?
So then
Jeff Garland's going to show Sweet Smell of Success, which I doubt they even get to the movie that night. And then
Jimmy Pardo's doing Airplane from 1980.
And there's one more.
And then
it's a great memory test.
Oh, Taylor Negron is doing Manhattan.
Ariarag. Oh my God, I love Taylor Negron. And he's showing what?
Manhattan.
Oh, that's a great movie. You probably have a Woody Allen movie every year.
No,
he's got so many good ones.
Sarah's was the first Woody Allen movie we showed.
Well, two out of 3 years.
Yeah.
Pretty good. He's doing pretty good.
Remember
he's pretty, doing
Brown's?
Pretty good for a child molester. What?
Remember?
Follow that.
I can't follow that.
Yeah,
remember
you can.
Remember Dave Rath's Taylor Negron story?
No, but I love it already. Oh, no, I do know it. I do know
he
it.
He went over to Taylor Negron's apartment to buy pot. And
this is my manager, Dave Rath, by the way.
Yeah.
We're talking about. This is the guy who's in charge of my career.
And Taylor Negron, the pizza guy in Fast Times and the villain in Last Boy Scout. Go.
So he was
just so we know who we're talking about.
He was getting rid of some product, and Dave Rath went to buy some
Always
pot.
In the market, always in the market.
And
if I know my manager.
Who was sleeping on Taylor Negron's couch? Doug, you want to take this?
Nope. I don't know this one.
Oh.
Who
Barbara
was it?
Barbara Streisand.
No, I definitely don't know this one.
Barbara Streisand. It's a strong pot.
My story was that I was...
There's another Dave Rath, Taylor Negron story?
No, just Taylor Negron.
Oh, okay.
Dave could stay out of this one.
Okay.
Dave, sit this one out. Dave, what'd you do to this phone?
He's been making all of Wayne's career phone calls with this phone. Hello?
Hey, I gotta go smell something. I was walking out of a gym. This is a true story. I was in a gym once, and I was walking out, and walking up the sidewalk was Taylor Negron. I kind of know him, you know? And he came up to me and started making small talk, and he said to me he was thinking about a gym that he wants to get, and I said, this is a good gym. And then the question he asked me is, he said, is it loud? I had to break it to him. Yeah, it was kind of loud in there, so... Is it loud? He's a goddamn gem, and I'm going to miss him. I'm sorry that he's passed. And I'm sorry that this is how I brought it up. No, he's going to be at Wayne's thing showing Manhattan. And he's going to be there, and he's going to be there with his 15-year-old girlfriend, just like in the movie. We got to get to the games, you guys.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let the games begin. As my friend Bane would say, lady and gentlemen on the panel, this is the time where you have to pick a name tag.
Oh, I'm the worst at this.
Yeah, you really are bad at it.
You know, I never go front row. Okay, maybe this time
just so
I
you
would.
Know. While Wayne talks you through more of this, we're going to go to a commercial message. We'll be right back. And we're back. Let's see who you guys are playing for. Sarah, who are you? Hold up your name tag. Looks like it's a shirt.
Oh.
And it's Buckaroo Banzai. But the dude's name is Jacob? And he just kind of duct-taped that on there. Jacob lost his mind in the eighth dimension. I'm glad you put his in there. What word did you cover up? Sarah's going to find out. My, okay. You could have said Jacob lost my mind in the eighth dimension. I would have bought that. But either way, that's who Sarah's playing for. Nice choice, Sarah.
Let him do it his way.
Yeah. He did it. Rich.
It's Jacob's time to shine.
Yes.
Oh, over.
No, yeah, Jacob, your time is over. Who are you playing for there, Rich?
I'm playing for Jesse, co-star with you in Doug and Jesse Forever. I got really vain because I have a small part in Celeste and Jesse Forever. And I saw this poster and I thought, well, there's only three movies I've been in and someone has a poster of one. So I took
well,
it.
You know I love the giant mechanical man with you in the title role. I think you did a great job in that film.
Wasn't
and,
the title
and
role.
And you're great in the Mindy Kaling show.
This, I have no idea what this is. I don't know what this is.
Okay,
I can read it, but I don't know what it is. Is that Ashton Kutcher?
No, I think it's probably Ashton. Out there. Right.
That's the person's name is Ashton?
Oh, I thought it was Ted Milk.
Astro Zombies. Changed it to Ashton Zombies.
What year did that come out?
I think
1963-ish. Okay, well, that's not a year, but that's good.
Wow, Wayne, you really demand a lot about people really got to know about their name tags. What year did Celeste and Jesse and Doug come out?
Okay, so I guess there was a movie called, anyway, Astro Zombies, and this is a takeoff on it. Is this the poster?
Yes.
Oh, okay, got it. Because I asked these guys everything. They were like, we don't know what this is. All right, I'm happy to be playing for this. Movie from sometime in the early 60s.
Good luck, Ashton.
Because this was the same year Kennedy got killed, right?
Ish.
Or it could have been 64 when the Beatles
came.
He got
killed in the late 50s, early 60s.
Ish.
Around that
November 22nd-ish.
Doug, when's it going to be my turn to talk again?
Sorry.
As panels go, this is a very docile one that you're on, so I think you'll be able to jump in quite nicely. But first, as Rich and Wayne sit there with microphones nowhere near their mouths... Everyone else, Kumail and TJ, they're eating the microphone the entire time. Let's play to determine who goes first tonight.
You guys want to do some fucking lines?
Let's do some lines.
Whoa, whoa. Oh.
This is Doing Lines with Mark Wahlberg. Oh, aggressive hand slaps.
Hard hand slaps.
A fucking Vanguard winner.
Wow. I'm having PTSD from the MTV Movie Awards because you did that to the audience there, too.
A fucking Vanguard winner. You fucking know it.
I always thought you were great at guarding vans.
How you guys doing? You doing good or what?
Good.
So Mark here is going to say a line from a classic motion picture, not necessarily one of his own, a classic motion picture. And the first person to say out loud the title of the film will get to go first in the Leonard Maltin game.
Okay, here we go.
There's a lot on the line.
Oh, boy.
You ready to do this?
Oh, Jesus, Wayne. All night long.
Okay, shh.
Sorry.
All night long, you just fucking check, check, check. All night long, you just fucking check, check, check.
Don't say it in the audience if you know it.
All night long, you
I don't
just
know
fucking
it.
Check, check, check.
Is what you're doing with your hand important?
I'm fucking doing it, so you know it's important.
Are you reinterpreting it?
This is how I would have fucking done it, okay?
Okay, all right. That's how he would have said this classic line.
All night long. All night
from
long.
A classic movie.
All night long, you just fucking check.
This is according
check,
to Mark
check.
Wahlberg, is the thing you gotta remember.
Okay.
Maybe it's a movie
Quentin
one
Tarantino's.
Of you have been in. No, what is
this movie? So fucking good.
I got it. Fear.
It is not fear, but that is you know what? When I say good fucking movie and you say fear, that is correct.
It is a good movie.
Do you
movie.
Know, just a point of interjection, I. Lost my virginity while the movie Fear was playing
in
my
apartment.
So.
That's hey, you want to know something about
entirely
me?
Entirely true.
I got a hand job to the movie Hocus Pocus.
I'm not even going to tell you what happened to me during Practical Magic.
All night
Sarah
long.
Loves that movie. All right, so nobody knows what it is, so tell us what it is. We'll do another one.
Fucking Rounders, bro.
Rounders.
All night long, you just fucking check,
oh, yeah.
check, check.
Yeah. Rounders.
You should have said, I will splash the pot all I want.
Whenever the fuck.
another
all right,
one?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Okay.
Make it easier this time.
All right.
All right, Mark.
Listen.
Just do it, please.
This is it.
Oh, sorry.
What, are you Donnie with your fucking back talk?
Where's Donnie now? Has he got the car outside?
Yeah, by getting fucking dry cleaning. That's what he's doing right now.
Okay.
Which to him, big day.
Wait, isn't there a Wahlberg also in Sixth Sense?
What's that?
Oh, shit. Oh, he's right here. Don't say, hey, Wahlberg.
Yeah, Donnie's in it, where he pretends to shoot himself. And I was like, use a real gun, Donnie. Go for it.
How do you like the other new kids? Are they cool?
What's that?
The other new kids?
Oh, the backup dancers?
All right.
All right, you ready for another one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's do one more. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Listen.
Yeah.
These kids have touched me, and I'm pretty sure I touched them. Listen, these kids
Wade
have touched
he knows
me.
It.
I think I know it. Is it the one where...
School of Rock!
It is fucking School of Rock.
Yeah.
Sarah recognized a line from a movie she's in.
I'm going to go start a fight.
He's good.
I told him to say something from The Giant Mechanical Man, and he refused. He was like, I'll do Iron Man. I should have
been
Iron
Man. You fucking
talking
like me out of here, bro?
I was just saying, you should have been Iron Man.
You know what? You know what they call that? A homage.
Just have that guy out here the whole thing. Better.
Wayne, please.
I thought it was
I don't
funny.
Need network notes during the show.
I thought it was rather amusing.
More Mark Wahlberg. No, it's perfect that much. And he will be back, I'm sure. Don't start talking shit about him. And he will return. Okay, so Sarah gets to go first. And then we'll go to Rich, because there's been little back talk from him tonight. Okay. And then we'll go to Wayne.
Okay.
And Sarah, of course, gets to pick a category. First person at 2 points wins. Leonard Maltin wrote a lot of reviews. I and Twitter followers turn them into categories.
Your options tonight, Sarah, are celebrating a birthday today, Emma Watson, who is only barren in the movie Noah, not in real life. Seth Rogen was also born today. Yeah, so the films of Seth Rogen. And your third option, dangly bits, or dangle bits, as some like to say it, movies where Thomas Lennon has just one scene.
Oh, so many.
Tom Lennon, Mr. Dangle from Reno 911.
Mr. Dangle.
Which I will always...
I'll go Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, good call. Shit, it might be a movie you're in. 2009 is the year. 1.5 stars from Leonard.
Oof.
Yeah. I disagree. I liked it more than that. He says, he calls this movie queasy. Queasy. Also, he calls it a drama. Yeah. So I think maybe Leonard saw a different movie. And he names 12 names. How many names, reading from the bottom up, from the Leonard Maltin movie review app, do you think it will take you to discern the name of this movie, Sarah?
I can name it in 10 names.
It's a brilliant opening bid. She knows how to play. Rich, what are you going to do? Game master.
Yeah.
Gay master.
That's
to clarify, right?
Yes, that's right.
That is a compliment.
I took it as such. I'm going to go with...
This is not a homogophobic show.
I'll go with 8 names.
This that starts from the bottom.
This is intense.
8 names.
Mm-hmm.
7 names.
Oh, it's back to you, Sarah. The whiplash effect.
I'm going to say, Wayne, go ahead and name that.
Yeah, let's do it.
He gets 7 right, names?
Yeah, let's do this. This is a queasy movie.
I feel good. I'll give you the
drama.
I'll give you the clues again if you can't get it.
If
after
he gets it, am I out?
No, this isn't 12 Guests of Christmas. No. You got a few months to train for that. Not single elimination. This is playing to 2 points. So, and he might not get it.
Why is it for 2 points?
We're playing two points.
That's 4 points.
Until someone has 2 points. Eight names?
Seven.
Thank
one
you.
Less than eight.
Thank you. Your 7 names are.
7-ish.
I'll give you the first one twice. I'm going to give you 8 anyway, but it's just going to be the first name twice. Okay. Aziz Ansari is Aziz Ansari. Right.
Oh, I know what it is.
Danny McBride, Patton Oswalt, Matthew Yawn, I want to say, Y-U-A-N, John Yawn, Y-U-A-N, Colette Wolf.
Wait, hold.
You get 7 names, right?
Can you do them again?
And yeah, and Dan Barkadal.
Barkadal, right?
Barkadal,
right?
You know the dude?
I don't know personally.
No clues.
Okay.
Wait, there's a guy you don't know in there's this movie.
I can't say.
Okay.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Right. Aziz, Danny McBride, Patton Oswalt. The category is Seth Rogen movies. Fuck. And it's queasy. Drama. 2009, I told you that earlier, right?
Yeah. I don't know why I can't think of this movie.
I think it's because Sarah Silverman's about to score a point.
Yeah.
And that seems right. That seems how things should go.
Is she in it, Doug?
Sarah is not in it. Don't tell Wayne.
Okay. I'm not saying it.
This could... Take This Waltz wasn't 2009. I mean, Wayne looks stupid, but...
I saw Take This Waltz. I saw that.
Did you hide your eyes during parts of it?
During Sarah's nudity scene?
No, the...
No, during the... When he was trying to... Never mind. All right.
I gained weight for that role. Because I wanted it to look like a real body. You You laughed one notch too hard.
Sorry. I really got excited.
I'm just going to say funny people. I know that's wrong.
That is incorrect. The actual answer is observe and report. Observe and report.
Right, right, right.
Which I think is very funny. I mean, it's dark, but I wouldn't call it a drama or queasy.
It's so good that Paul Blart Mall Cop overshadowed it.
Right, right.
And it was such a good movie.
People had had enough of Mall Cop.
No, this is
and
like
And they also
hardcore.
Probably had enough of a guy with his dick out through most of the movie. But it was fun, though.
I loved
and
it.
And those guys, you know, the whole creative team does Eastbound and Down, which is
Sarah,
one of the best things ever.
You're 1 point
away from winning. Sarah's on the board.
You're halfway there.
Yeah. Now we're going to start with Rich.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do
it. And then come back at Sarah and then to Wayne. And Rich gets to pick a category. Would you like, it's Evan Williams on Twitter suggested Dawn of the Planet of the Snapes. And that's the early films of Alan Rickman. At Greg Bernhard suggested, I didn't even know there was a pool down there. And that's movies where someone gets thrown off a balcony. And at Coffee and Liars... Interesting Twitter name, Coffee and Liars, wrote Hot for Emetophobes, and that's movies where someone throws up during sex. Emetophobes, of course, do not want to see people vomiting or about to vomit.
Sure, sure.
Their vomit. I think we're all emetophobes deep down.
Not that deep. Oh, God.
Early Rickman?
Yeah, I'll go with Early Rickman. This is going to be a fucking disaster. But yeah.
Would you like Early Rickman from 1989 or 1990?
Let's go 90.
Okay. 3 stars from Leonard.
Mm.
He says that the lead actor in this motion picture is excellent. He also says that it was expertly filmed on exquisite locations. All right, I get it, Leonard. You know how to spell E-X. And he lists 10 names.
Oh, boy.
How many names can you get it in?
Oh, I'm going to go with, I'm going to open up with 10 names.
Harry Crane is an idiot. Did they say that on the show?
Was it's something inferred. To that effect? I believe it's inferred.
I think somebody comes right out and says
you
it.
You can't say if it's inferred. You can only say if it's implied.
Oh. And where was Harry in the first episode of the new season?
Look, it doesn't... I'm not in...
Of Mad Men.
I'm not in every episode, Doug.
That's not that big of a spoiler. But it is a spoiler. You are waiting for you to show up at some point. I think they do reference you.
No.
Harry.
Did they?
I think so.
Are
I don't
you think not
so.
In episode
I think
one?
They say, what the fuck is Harry doing out in California or something like that.
And somebody was like, he's an idiot. No, I'm not in the first episode of this.
Oh, no. I think it's actually I hate Harry Crane, I think is something one of the women says.
Is that true?
I think so.
What a great show.
Okay, so you said 8 names?
I said whatever the maximum was, which I believe was 10.
All right. Sarah?
Going this way?
Yeah.
I'll try it in 9.
Oh, God.
I'll try it in 8.
Look at him go.
Going to 7.
I mean, there's only one movie that I can even think of that it could be. I'm just talking through my choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe it did come out around then, but I'm going to go ahead and say, what'd you say, 8? 7?
7. Right, 7?
Yeah. Fucking 10? Name it in 7 then.
Is that what it was, 7?
All right, Sarah 7, might 9, take this 8, whole thing 7, down yeah. if Rich can't name it.
Oh, why would you
and
do
Rich,
this?
And Rich, I'm sorry to do this to you again. You always seem to leave the show like feeling like you failed somehow.
Well, because here's what it was. I was here for that 12 Guests of Christmas thing, and it went really well. And then it's just been a fucking bummer since then, Doug. I don't know. It was like that show was geared for me. And then it's been... It's been awful since then.
Because you're not Jewish?
Yeah.
You're not Jewish.
Is that shirt a tablecloth from an Irish-Italian restaurant? I love shirt humor on a podcast.
They're going to think it's red and white.
Tower, this is Ghost Rider requesting a flyby.
Oh!
Tower, this is Ghost Rider requesting a flyby. Oh. If you don't fucking get this, I'm going to punch one of you in the face.
Ghost Rider wants a flyby.
Tower, this is Ghost Rider requesting a flyby. That's a negative Ghost Rider.
Oh, they turn Ghost Rider down? Is it Close Encounters right of the Third Kind?
I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. I'm giving you another fucking line, Doug.
Oh, wait, you already did that line from...
I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. I've done it in the mirror, but I've never done it here.
People say that all the time.
That's in like 40 movies.
That's like a cliche I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. It's like things somebody says to you.
You want me to keep going? Yeah, we saw a MiG-28 doing a negative 4G.
Top Gun?
You fucking know it's Top Gun. I'm going to save this punch.
Ice. Okay. That was perfect, because I'm not even going to have to apologize to another show that's here tonight, because this thing's going to end right now, I'm afraid.
Oh, God.
But it'll be spectacular if you can get this.
Mm-hmm.
Your seven names are Ben Mendelsohn.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he's good.
He's good.
Roger Ward.
One of the best.
Oh, my God. Killed himself. Go on.
Connor McCameltoe.
Can I say something real quick?
Oh, I'm sorry. Demoltro.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Jerome Ehlers. Tony Bonner.
All-star cast.
Is he related to Peter Bonner?
And Ron Hadrick.
Oh, that's so easy.
Sarah.
Can I say for the record, I came out here to go negative one on the movie he didn't choose.
Oh. Okay, that'll give him time to think.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't choose 1989, one and a half stars from Leonard.
Because it's fucking Bruce Willis Die Hard.
No.
Nope, it's
not
called
that.
The January
year.
Man.
Look it up.
Thanks for coming out.
Look it up.
Fucking look it up. You fucking look it up.
Die Hard was 98, dude.
88,
sorry.
88. No.
No, wait. Die Hard was 2008.
You're right.
Look it up! All right, where were we?
Okay. Sarah's about to win this game.
So, all right, mm-hmm. So we've got Die Hard was his first one, then he went straight to January Man, then the next motion picture that Alan Rickman was in with seven, Chris Haywood was the seventh name, by the way.
Okay.
Seven names that you've never heard of.
Yep.
So that's a huge clue, I think.
Can I give him a hint?
No. If you want to...
I'm not going to. Sarah just
If you
want
to do that
me,
to Sarah, you? Sarah yeah, can give him to. A hint. Go ahead, give him a hint.
I don't know if I know it. Can I ask you what it is? I mean, what if I think...
You think you know what it is? No, it's not that.
Oh, okay.
It's not Robin Hood.
No, I didn't... No, what? Never mind.
What'd you think it was? Just say it. Just say it. Just say it.
No, I'm embarrassed.
Say it. It's not right.
Is it Hocus Pocus?
That's not correct, no.
Don't say what I said then.
I won't.
But seriously, was it Hocus Pocus?
What?
Was it Hocus Pocus?
No.
I had my eyes closed through a lot of that movie.
Funny.
That's what we call a wall back. Here in the business.
High five.
That on the recording, it's going to sound like you guys are super slow on the uptake. Like I said that, and then there's a little laughter, and then you went nuts. Because of the high five. I should just have him just run out every once in a while just to get the crowd pumped.
Isn't that what he's doing?
Oh, yeah. This motion picture, you have no guess? Is that
no,
happened?
I really...
This motion picture starred Mr. Tom Selleck. Mm. And I joked at the time that the reason that it was given this name is because that's what he has on his lip underneath his mustache, and that is a Quigley Down Under.
Oh, Jesus.
You remember Quigley Down Under?
Yep.
Yeah, Rich does.
Rich
He's
upset.
Never going to forget it now.
Rich is upset.
That's the name of the movie?
Quigley Down Under, yeah. It was a whole Tom Selleck. Tom Selleck tried to make Indiana Jones 4 or 5 times after he missed out on being Indiana Jones because he was stuck in his TV contract. So he's just like, well, I'll just keep trying until I get it. And he didn't.
Was he the original? Like,
took 3 men and a baby for him to have a hit. Was he the original? No, yes, Indiana Jones, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was where that story was about. What that story was about. And Sarah, you're our wiener.
It's only
you
right.
You did it.
Silverman.
You done did it.
What are we going to do for 16 minutes?
We got 1 minute. The show ends at 7:45 if we get it done in time. Yeah, yeah. Nicely done. I mean, the listeners.
Sorry, Rich.
Oh, look.
Whatever. What do I win? Oh, I won for Jacob.
Yeah, where's Jacob at? Come get all your stuff.
Hey, can I just
sorry,
take,
I don't have a bag big enough to contain all of it.
Can I take 1 second?
You look like you can handle it.
Oh, yeah, I got this.
Yeah, he's got it.
Can I take 1 second to plug something I'm doing next year, which is...
Is it Broadway Cares?
No, I'm doing Wayne Fetterman's movie festival. I'm showing Quigley Down Under. Because between now and then, I will have watched it 500 times. Disaster.
And go see Transformers 4. It's going to fucking change your life.
All right, let's do some legitimate plugs. Pass me your name tags in case there's shitheads written on the back. There is on one. This guy, he doesn't get a shithead, Sarah, because he won all the prizes. Ashton, though, can you come down here and write a shithead on the back of your name tag? This is often a ploy to get to. It'll be like Quigley Down Under is a shithead or something like that. Ashton, take the stage, please. Oh, it's a lady. All right. Girl named Ashton.
Yes.
All right.
Deal with it.
Sorry. That was for tall jokes.
Sexist.
We gotta have to say to the listeners that was Sarah that farted with her mouth. None of the guys did that when a nice young lady came up to sign this.
No,
thing.
Doug, I did it because she bent over.
The timing.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
The timing.
All right, what do you got to plug, Wayne?
You know, you've already done it.
We did it. Wayne Fetterman, International Film Festival. Cinefamily.org.
Yeah, May 1
come
through 4.
Come see. At least the one I'm showing.
Yeah, come see. Doug, tell me why you picked Boogie Nights.
You know, the main reason I'd have to say that I picked Boogie Nights...
Was there any reason you picked Boogie Nights?
If I had to pick one reason...
Just one.
Because that fucking dick, bro.
I would have to say...
Fucking star.
That was the star.
I was going to say Roller Girl, but I'll go with that fucking dick.
You know what?
Prosthetic.
Prosthetic.
I'll go with fucking
dick.
That Roller Girl. You
all right.
What fucking say?
All right, see you later, fake dick.
What'd you fucking say? I'm the fucking big star, okay?
So long, GP.
You fucking
nice
know
having
it.
You out here, GP.
Does that mean fucking great person? Is that what it fucking stands for?
No, it means gigantic prosthetic.
Blow your minds.
I don't want him to blow my mind. I think with my mind would be blown twice. What's Mark Wahlberg doing to me? Oh, with that! Rich.
Yeah.
Mad Men is back.
Mad Men
for
episodes
2, 8 tumultuous seasons.
7 on Sunday nights.
You've already filmed it, right?
Yep.
Are you in the episode where they all go to Australia?
It'll be a surprise.
Sarah, 8 million ways to die in a Western, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not until Memorial Day. But
Memorial Day? Oh, that's forever from now.
Tomorrow, I will be watching...
Wait, you're going to tell us about what you're watching?
Yeah, Game of Thrones, this last Sunday's episode on my elliptical. Around 2:30. Right. Around 2:30.
Well, we'll have to have you back when it's closer to the next episode of Game of Thrones to find out if maybe you do some squats on a ball. I couldn't think of another thing you'd have in the house.
Don't end the podcast on that.
We're not going to end it on
that. It's not strong
enough. That's why the shitheads are here, because that always brings it home, except for tonight. I am going to be somewhere. Where the hell am I going to be? May 3rd, Douglas Movies returns to Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin at 4:20. Do you know why that is, Sarah?
Hitler's birthday?
Correct. Hitler's birthday happened at a specific time of day.
Do you know that's also the first day that the bar code was used to swipe an item?
A UPC code?
420.
Okay, all right. I'm talking, you're confusing my listeners. I'm going to be at this club on May 3rd.
Okay.
At 420.
Okay.
So don't.
No, I thought we were talking about Hitler's.
Don't go to comedy on stage on Easter Sunday, April 20.
Is the time that stoners.
Right.
That Hitler smokes pot.
And swiped.
UPC
I think it was
codes.
Gum. I think it was gum. I'm not sure.
Hitler was a gum thief in addition to all that other stuff?
The thing I hate about Hitler the most
what?
Is that he chewed gum like the.
What an asshole.
Makes
what a
me
jerk.
It's so aggravating.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's what terrible.
It goes that and then all the other stuff.
What other stuff?
That.
What other stuff?
What, with Hitler?
Yeah.
I can't remember. As always, thank you, Wayne Fetterman. Thank you, Rich Sommer. Thank you, Sarah Silverman. Hey, can you come back next week, Sarah? Next Tuesday?
I don't.
The winner can come back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, think about it.
Maybe. I have
people
basketball
are excited.
At 8 o'clock on Tuesday.
You have what?
Basketball at 8 o'clock.
How did you... What are you going
today
tonight?
It's canceled because of... there's the holiday or something.
Passover?
Yeah, it's the second day.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sarah Silverman, for knowing that.
Why don't they just have a basketball Seder? Do them both in one event.
Oh, Sarah, Doug, you don't understand sport. So cute.
As always, Mallory is a shithead.
Great job, Ashton.
It's anonymous.
Oh, sorry.
And
I just wanted to shit on someone that wasn't me.
Mallory, Justine Bateman's character from
yes.
Back to the Future.
Family Ties.
Just kidding. Family Ties.
Mallory Keaton.
So hungry.
Apologies to put your hands together. We went 5 minutes over, even though we ended in plenty of time. The MTV Movie Awards is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him